Virgil, here at the Learning Center's media briefing Syngenta's put on today, you had a presentation to talk about basically breaking the yield barrier with genetics and technology. Can you explain what you mean by that title?
One of the things is we wanted to know is that Syngenta is serious about being number one choice for growers. And in doing that, we have upped the ante a bit in terms of resources. We're putting many more plots out. We're creating many more genetic populations. We're bringing together genetic pools that we hadn't worked with before prior to 2004. And we're trying to apply our bioscience efforts, especially through molecular markers, to enhance our ability to find the highest performing and trait-oriented products that will solve customer needs.
Well, and it sounds like you have quite a few new varieties or varieties even in the pipeline still that would essentially do it just what you said.
Yeah, recently we've seen some step changes in terms of performance, and which I tried to present a bit earlier. The idea there was that was just exploiting the initial coordination of bringing together three different germplasm pools, both from Golden Harvest, Garst, and NK. And so we're starting to see benefits of just that. But we've also invested more heavily in both the bioscience and the pipeline, if you will, for our genetic breeding. And that will yield benefits in the next 3 to 5 years. So we expect to be able to see step changes along our maturities and performance fairly regularly. At least that's the idea, and that's why we're designing it today.
So is it fair to say that although it seems like there's a lot of new varieties and products, that there's really a lot more to come as we look out here in the short term?
As the quality increases, performance, high performance and stability increases, we will be able to put, again, on those the traits of interest, but we will be able to deliver higher quality products. Now, likely what that will mean in the pipelines or in our product portfolio, less number of products because we have higher performance, higher stability products. So there will be only a few products that you may have to key on rather than a whole raft of them. So as the quality increases because of these efforts that you're seeing behind the scenes, I think the whole portfolio, the whole selection of products will become easier for the grower.
Are there any specifics you could say about what we're going to see in the field here at our field day?
Sure. You're going to hear some more comments about the high performance. But specifically, I think you're going to see the attributes about managing for the highest yield. And to do that, there's varietal selection points that have to be taken into account, selecting the product that's going to fit your farm and the limiting factors that are on your farm. And then we're going to talk a bit about some of the traits, and you'll see the new aphid-resistant products that Syngenta is bringing to market shortly. You'll see the ultra-low linolenic material that Syngenta hopes to bring to the market in about the same time frame, probably by the end of 08 and in the 09 season. And then there will be a number of other pieces out there about protecting your yield, both with seed treatments and crop protection resources.
Thank you very much. That's Virgil Sparks with Syngenta talking to us here at the Syngenta Learning Centers. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.